My name's Mike Rowe, and that, not my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Somebody made a mistake.
What, me? I didn't do this.
Are you sure?
No.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
This is the best relationship I've ever had with technology.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready. Get dirty.
Hey, buddy.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
You got a call this morning from the residents in this home.
They have a skunk in the trap in the back.
Do you have unwanted guests living in or under your home in Southern California? Give J.J. Bailey a call.
I get skunks, raccoons, possums, and everything else out of people's houses.
As an animal control expert, he's seen and smelled it all.
There's so many fleas on them that I have to spray Raid in my hair.
Raid shampoo.
It helps to know what you're doing because when some critters get mad, they don't say it. They spray it.
Oh, jeez. Ah, you dirty. Oh, you stink.
It smells like money to me.
And later. Anyway, I was wondering about that moose you featured.
Bruce, there's a lot of moose.
He's the big guy.
A letter from the website has me revisit a job in Alaska to help a vet give Bruce a checkup.
He wants to be in the dangerous spot to keep his head straight.
When your patient weighs 3/4 of a ton, getting him to lie down and open his mouth takes a little more than saying please.
I've had my hands in a lot of places. There's a new one.
Oh, God. That's a house in West Covina, and this is J.J. Bailey, and this is his truck, and this is his hat, and on his hat it says Animal Capture Wildlife Control. Is there anything else I need to know about you or your business?
I get skunks, raccoons, possums, and everything else out of people's houses.
You got a call this morning from the residents in this home.
Correct.
What's their problem?
The house smells like a skunk. I currently am working here, and they have a skunk in the trap in the back.
So what really, the skunk got into the home or under the home or what?
It gets in the underfloor. A lot of times through vents left off, people don't pay attention to them, things like that.
Right.
The animals have access to the home. They go under there and make a home for themselves.
The empty cages in the back of the trunk ideally will become full of creatures if you do your job well at the end of the day?
Definitely.
All right. You've given me a pair of overalls, and I'm grateful. However, I have to point out that they seem to have been somewhat broken in.
Used many times.
Seriously, why are they so chewed up?
A lot of times I put these over the cages that the animals are in, especially skunks, so the plastic doesn't blow off while you're driving around. A lot of times they bring the coveralls into the cage and chew on them.
So I could be wearing something that's been over top of possums, skunks, but
correct.
All of it.
All of it.
What do we do with the skunks that we ultimately capture today?
Let it go.
Where do you let go?
In the backyard somewhere on the property.
Well, that seems like a guaranteed, sure-fired effort to keep yourself in business, really, with one customer for the rest of your life. I mean, as a homeowner, if I were a homeowner, I would probably ask you to take the skunk to someone else's home, perhaps.
But then you would have to have the property owner's permission to relocate the animal there, and who's going to want...
Why would the Smiths want the Joneses' skunk?
Correct. And this is his natural habitat. This is where he lives.
So you look at it as the animals were here first, the people came around, screwed things up, and every now and then, cultures collide. JJ to the rescue.
Definitely.
I would like to go get the skunk.
All right, let's go. So we need to get some plastic first.
Sure.
Just a normal garbage bag.
Uh-huh. And what's the purpose of this?
What happens is you walk up to the animal with a sheet of plastic.
Uh-huh.
So they don't notice a predator coming at them. They just notice a wall of plastic, and it's a 50-50 chance that they're going to spray.
Because studies have shown nothing is more comforting to a wild animal than a large piece of black plastic coming straight at them?
Definitely.
50-50, I'll spray it.
Yeah. So here's your plastic.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what I like to do before we go back there? Can I just rehearse briefly?
Go ahead.
Dave, would you mind playing the role of the skunk? Can I ask you to squat, please? Just assume a squatting position for a moment.
I'm not doing that.
The skunk will be... basically, you walk up to the trap.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you're going to come at him and then just gently place it over the skunk.
Right. So if the skunk is spraying at this point, we don't care because it's just going straight into the plastic?
Just going to the plastic. It's not going to get on you. But just from being around it,
right,
everybody here is going to smell. And it might be so intense that you're probably going to be able to taste it.
Very quietly. Can you smell it? I can smell it.
All right, so we're going to come around here and be very quiet and move slowly because the skunk is right around the corner.
be that black creature there with the white stripes on its back.
Yeah, so you're going to approach the cage at any angle, and slowly as possible. You have a little breeze going, so good luck. The first reaction of the skunk is going to be stomping his front feet. That's basically telling you to back up. And then if you don't back up, he's then going to turn his butt and spray you.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm just going to put some plastic on you.
You're going to get sprayed.
Oh, jeez. You dirty.
Might as well just go now. He's already sprayed.
You're right. That's... you smelly skunk. Oh, you stink. Oh, you... smelly...
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Oh, come on. You don't smell anything ever anymore.
I'm immune to it.
Oh.
It smells like money to me.
Yeah, well, somebody left their money in there. God. Is it liquid that came out of its butt, or was it just pure?
It comes out of the anus area. It actually comes from a gland in the anus area.
We haven't really nailed it down yet, but we suspect there's some activity in the area of the anus.
It comes from the anus.
Oh, what freaked me out, the size of its butthole was enormous. I mean, for a little creature, the thing turned around, I thought it was just going to just subdivide. It's a heck of a defense mechanism, and that's obviously the whole point.
Yeah, they only spray for two reasons. One is a defensive mechanism, and two, to attract a mate.
Well, I won't lie to you. Underneath the horrible funk in the air, there's a certain something going on. All right, you want me to pick this thing up? I didn't notice where the edges were.
You can see how it sprayed the house as well. So we're going to have to treat that.
That's spray?
Yeah, that's skunk spray.
You're bad.
So basically, we're going to pick them up.
All right, let me get them out of here for you.
Basically, we're just going to move them out of the way while we go underneath the house.
Will he spray again? How many times can he spray before his butt
dries? They can
spray
numerous times.
Like, is there a maximum spraying event?
I don't.
Six?
I don't
Nine.
Know. More than that, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to take him out to, we'll just set him out here. You see his claws, how big they are?
Oh, we might as well have a look at this thing while we're here.
Here he comes.
It's black, it's white, it stinks.
See the claws, how big his claws are?
I do, yeah, that would hurt. Okay.
So we'll just set him next to the truck, or we can put him in the truck, it doesn't matter.
No, let's put him down here.
All right. We'll just keep him off to the edge here. So nobody coming by doesn't get sprayed.
Hey, you're out, you're walking your dog. What's in the plastic? Yeah, that'd be bad.
So now we're going to attempt to go under the house. Basically, it's an underfloor inspection. It consists of, you see where the animals are going in and out. These animals are able to actually dig directly under the foundation from one side and come up underneath the other.
Right.
As well as you check for damage. A lot of times they tear into the air duct systems, things like that, as well as see if there's, you know, any other animals.
You stay there. These guys are trying to figure out now how to shoot the scene that's going to happen in that hole and around. A lot of pipes everywhere. It's going to be very, very cramped. But fortunately, the Dirty Jobs crew consists of the skinniest cameramen on the face of the earth. So if anybody can bring this meaningless scene to you, these are the guys. Look at that. It really never gets old, no matter how many times I see it. Watching Troy try to get into a ridiculous spot like this, like some horrible reverse birth. Back into the womb, Troy. A womb with a view. Watch Doug's trick hip in action. You've heard us talk about it before, but probably really haven't seen it like this. Doug, if you can make your feet curl up and say, "I'll get you, my pretty."
And your little dog, Taro!
Man, Dave knows how to wear those jeans, doesn't he? I can't believe a jeans company hadn't called you yet, Dave, to do some kind of endorsement. The way you sell that. How do you make so much fabric disappear up your like that? You got a little hand in there, a little butt hand that reaches out and pulls all the jeans in. Okay, so is there any particular route under there we're taking?
Yeah, there's some pipes under there, so you're going to go in here and hang a right, and we'll see what we get.
Is it single file the whole way or what?
Single file in the beginning, and then once it opens up, we'll go side by side, I guess. Go for it.
Sure.
Lead the way. It's better to go head first.
Right. When in doubt. Oh, boy.
Not a lot of room.
Not a lot of room at all.
Oh, yeah, you could wig out under here, sure.
Right behind you.
Okay.
Try to slide under that pipe there.
Okay. And at this point in the inspection process, I'm just looking for skunks.
Yeah, you're looking for droppings, you're looking for skunks, possible damage to electrical.
Worst time in the world for an earthquake right now.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up.
What the heck is that?
Looks to be a skunk.
And it doesn't appear to be moving at all.
The bad part of a live skunk is in his butt. The bad part of a dead one, pretty much everything.
Oh, God, that stink, the stink in that bag.
Then.
Oh, yeah, we got a dead possum here that looks like it's been here for...
Oh, jeez.
All kinds of droppings all over him.
He's covered in his pal's poo.
Where in the world does a dormitory also serve as a cemetery? And a cemetery double as a lavatory? Under your house, possibly?
Oh, yeah, you got skeletons up here as well. Rat droppings.
Good grief. Call it what you will. It really is just a toilet.
And later.
And when they take a leak, they're getting pissed off. That's an anger sign.
Getting off on the wrong foot, or should I say, hoof.
He is mad at you. He won't like you for 2 weeks.
I'll introduce him to some former fans.
I'm what you call a natural with the heifers.
When it comes to the animal kingdom, I feel quite a relationship.
Are you kidding me? I think I just peed on you.
I truly understand them.
What's he saying?
It's as though we're speaking the same language.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. There you go.
I mean, I can get him to do just about anything.
Come on, girl. It's the sun. Come on.
That's it. Don't make me look stupid.
Come on.
That's it. Good girl.
We're going to take off this way.
What the heck is that?
Where?
Right there.
Looks to be a skunk.
And it doesn't appear to be moving at all.
No, definitely a dead.
So what do you do with him?
Get a bag and throw him in the bag and take him out of here. All these animals I deal with, skunks, raccoons, possums, they're all highly diseased animals. A lot of times when I get dead animals under houses and things like this,
right?
There's so many fleas on them that I have to go out, spray Raid in my hair, and come back underneath. Numerous times I've had to do that. Spray it in my hands, rub it in my hair. Terrible.
Raid shampoo.
And sometimes I have to ask people to borrow shampoo so I can wash my hair in their water hose outside when I'm done. So hopefully there's no fleas.
Okay. Hey, Dave.
Go grab a garbage bag out of the back of my toolbox.
Okay. We got some dead skunks down here.
Definitely going to have maggots on it. Flies.
All right, so he'll get the bags.
I'll go retrieve it. Thanks.
Any particular place you want me to grab it?
The body, middle of the body. You don't want to grab the head. You don't want those teeth to sink into you.
The fur just sort of comes right off.
Yeah, you don't want to just grab it by the fur. You want to grab the whole body because the fur will just slide off. And the tail as well. If you just grab the tail will just slide off.
Now, why is the skin coming off like that?
It's just part of the body deteriorating.
Oh, no. This is going to fall apart in our hands.
Yeah.
Well, by ours, I mean mine.
Definitely going to be maggots.
There are maggots everywhere.
Oh, that's a horrid smell.
Oh, God.
Feels like jelly, huh?
It's jelly. It's just jelly. Oh, what is in my eyes?
Oh. So you want to look around the ground and pick up any fur, anything else laying around?
Come on up here, JJ. Give me a hand.
Sure, no problem.
The smell really is...
intense.
Devastating.
Get all the rest of this fur and everything else in the bag as well.
Right. Really, really horrible.
I'll miss some fur.
Yeah.
All right.
God.
So now we'll carry on with the inspection.
So let's move out of here. Let's bring that skunk with us.
Oh, sure.
Watch your head.
Oh, God, that stink. The stink in that bag.
So now we're going to head back this way. We're going to keep going back.
I'm solid, baby.
The situation is untenable. This is what I look like shooting me on a little tiny camera. Jay, of course, is here, hopelessly jammed and pinned under whatever he's jammed and pinned under. Doug is taking a position somewhere behind that big light in front of us. He's doing what he does. And Troy, he's behind a pylon of some kind. I don't know if he can see. Oh, yeah, I guess he can. There he is. Where's Barsky?
I'm back here.
Dude, you look like T-Rex. You got nothing but hands and wrists going on.
It's easier if you try it on your belly.
No, I was at a moment. The problem is I got a skunk in my face.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, dude, but the show right now is you. I've got that little daisy going on in your viewfinder.
Oh, all right, you liked in my lens.
And our goal, Jay, as we crawl forward here, is to eventually get to the far side of the house.
Yeah, to get over to that way, we have to get to that side of the house. You definitely want to watch out for these nails hanging from the top.
That guy is the bomb. Look at that.
You never know what you're going to come across.
Oh. I'm actually stuck. I just farted.
We definitely want to get a shot of this bathtub area, too.
That shows you how all the varmints can actually get into the house, huh?
Exactly, and they carry this stuff, this grass that they brought in from the outside up, bring it in to take it up there to nest.
Huh.
See, all up in here is all hollow area underneath the bathtub.
Oh, right, so that's the bottom of their tub.
Yeah, this is the bathtub right here. And then they get up in there and they live in there.
Now, I wonder how many people are taking baths, you know, every day with not knowing that their animal's just living inches from their nakedness.
Happens all the time. This is real common underneath people's homes.
Cool.
Coming up.
Heck of a thing.
Letting the cat out of the bag can ruin a surprise.
The skin has slid off the tail.
Oh, it sure has.
Letting the skunk out of the bag will ruin your appetite.
As you can see, the fur...
Oh!
And later...
Push in at the top, lift from the bottom, lift up.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
He's going to spray you, so be careful.
Ah, he already has.
But not so sweet smelling.
Oh, spray. A lot of spray. Go that way. Yeah, go toward Barsky.
When working with the animal kingdom, you've got to be wary of the tails. There's the big, furry, poo-encrusted tail.
Yeah, get all the poo in my face if you can. There's a good bear cat.
There's the tail with some serious torque.
Ah! Ah! But, bad croc! But, got me right in a bad place.
And then there's the animal that's all tail.
Ah! Ah! I'm being bit by a third!
But not all tails are bad for you.
Now, I know you're big and strong, but... in the end, I'm bigger and stronger. One of us is going in the pot. And it ain't going to be me.
Not really seeing anything else. You can see from here that basically everything looks good.
I mean, if you're satisfied that we've inspected this place to a level that works for cable TV, then I suggest we get out of here.
All right. So we're going to have to backtrack. You coming, Mike?
I'm coming. A little jam.
Oh.
Toss you the skunk.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
How about a skunk?
Oh, that was smart. Awful.
It's awful.
Yeah.
No, I know you're nonplussed. You don't care. It's terrible down there. Believe me. I've seen a lot of different versions of terrible. That's a good one. It's a heck of a thing.
Rotten. You can see that the tail has slid, the skin has slid off the tail.
Oh, it sure has. Just like that, gone. That skunk has never smelled worse than it does right now.
Pieces of meat are just coming off in my hands.
Yep.
His ferocious teeth, and then he has some very large claws. But as you can see, the fur...
Oh!
Oh!
So this is, I mean, this is natural decomposition right here.
Natural.
This is how it happens.
The skin just peels off.
Here, I got a bite.
Definitely longer than that.
Every now and then we'll get letters from people saying, you know, I just discovered your show. It's called Dirty Jobs, and I've been watching it, but it doesn't seem that dirty. So every now and then we have to do something just to drive the point home.
Almost forgot about our little buddy out on the street. One good thing about skunks, you don't have to worry about anybody stealing them.
We'll take it along the side of the shed, so maybe it'll just hang out behind the shed probably until the nighttime. So,
back here?
Yeah, just right here is fine, right at the edge. It's good. You're going to turn it around because the door is facing me. All right. All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to lift this lever here.
Uh-huh.
You're going to push in it, grab a hold of it.
What do you mean?
The door.
Okay.
You're going to push in at the top, lift from the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we're going to stand back, and we're kind of going to tap on this side, and hopefully he'll just run out, and he'll be free.
And go straight that way.
Yeah, he'll hang out behind the shed until the nighttime.
All right.
push in, lift up, and now just, he's going to spray you, so be careful.
He already has.
He's going to come towards the front.
That skunk is on the move. That is one rabid skunk. Oh, spray. A lot of spray. Go that way. Yeah, go toward Barsky.
He's coming that way.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, all right. He's sufficiently freaked out. It's just a heck of a thing, man. 65% of the skunks are rabid. Can we just put him right back where we found him?
Yeah, the law states you either have to put it to sleep or let it go on the property that you got it from. And I'm really not into putting animals to sleep, so I try to, let them go as much as possible.
Now, you're probably wondering, if the skunk is released on the same property where it's trapped, yeah, what's to prevent the critter from coming back?
So we're going to seal this entryway up first.
All right.
Where they're going in and out.
Well, that's where JJ's skills as a handyman come into play. All the access points the animals use to get underneath the house in the first place are sealed.
It's been opened, so you can tell that this is where they're going in and out. So you definitely want to put a trap at the access point. We got this new one. You're going to want to place it behind all this sheet metal here. And now you're going to use some caulking here to seal it up permanently. Just go ahead and go along the edges.
Run straight along the bottom?
Exactly. Like so? On the inside, yeah.
Animals such as skunks can squeeze through a hole the size of a baseball.
A little caulk on the side. Some caulk over here, too.
So making sure these access points are sealed is one of the most important parts of JJ's job.
That's probably not supposed to look like that, but...
That's all right. Amateur.
Any small holes or cracks need to be thoroughly sealed.
So we'll try to bring this more, seal it up better.
If not, it's all these critters need to claw their way back under the house.
Go ahead and use quite a bit of that.
Like quite a bit more, you mean?
Yeah.
With a caulking gun, you don't need perfect aim.
Sorry, caulk's all over the place.
And there are no points for style.
It's awkward.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
So we move on. What's the next? Is there another stop now?
In West Hollywood.
But before we go, we need to apply a healthy amount of stink remover.
Isn't it time you got your skunk off? You get in the shower?
Yeah.
Put the skunk off?
Spray it all over.
Married man, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's the wife think of it?
Undress in the garage before you even come in the house.
Her?
No, me.
Oh, I was going to say. Honey, I'm on my way home. Get the skunk off ready. All right, you got the dead skunk, you got the cat food, you got the skunk crap. I got two giant pieces of caulk and a skunk off. And we're going to West Hollywood.
We're ready.
Coming up.
All right, looks like we got two raccoons.
You are busted.
There's a possum.
Ah, that's good-sized skunk.
Two more skunks up here.
We got Larry, Moe, and Curly.
When the units come in multiples, so do the critters.
That's a full house.
It's another day.
And later.
This is a big animal.
It's a very big animal.
Is it a dangerous big animal?
Absolutely. He could be playing possum.
If a 5-pound possum is trouble, what's one like that's 300 times bigger?
That moose is not asleep.
I don't want to know.
That's a sound that says I could come awake at any moment and swallow you. The food's in the truck.
When befriending an animal, I find the best equalizer is to usually invite him over for dinner.
No. Toward the food. No,
even if it takes a little coaxing.
No. Okay.
Sure, some may spurn your advances.
Gentlemen.
While others will love you for it.
Yay.
Oh. But if you're serving the right dish.
Who wants ice cream?
They'll jump all over it.
Oh, we're going to need some more.
Every day, JJ drives all over Southern California, trapping and releasing animals that stink, bite, and sleep under people's bathtubs. The hills of West Hollywood, just above the famous Sunset Strip, are also teeming with wild things of all shapes and sizes. Some are two-legged, some are four.
All right, looks like we got two raccoons in the traps.
You are busted.
You can see where the animals have torn in to get underneath the house.
Oh, yeah.
Careful, because sometimes they'll be reaching their arms out, grabbing your legs, things like that. Or barking, trying to bite you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that, reaching for me.
All right, so we're going to head down and check the other traps around the other side of the building.
Now, are you looking for more raccoons, you figure? Or?
I've got everything here. Skunks, raccoons, possums, everything.
It's like a petting zoo.
Exactly. A lot of wildlife here. So here, looks like the door is closed in the trap. Let's see what we got. All right, there's a possum.
Ah!
Basically an overgrown rat. He has 52 razor-sharp teeth.
Oh, he's just pissed off about the whole thing. That would really hurt, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. And his claws, too. Look at how sharp his claws are.
Okay, his creepy little feet. They look just like hands.
Yeah, they're actually a marsupial. They're not from here. They mm-hmm. actually have a pouch like a kangaroo. And they keep their young in there until they're old enough. Then the young will start riding on the back of the mom.
Right.
And then at that time, when they're old enough, they will roam on their own. But basically, you know, he's like an overgrown rat. These animals here are one of the number one carriers of tuberculosis, hepatitis. But this guy, he's highly diseased and all kinds of stuff.
The possum is just the beginning. This place is critter heaven.
That's a good-sized skunk?
Oh, yeah, that's a large one. And it looks like we have two more skunks up here.
We got Larry, Moe, and Curly.
If I was in the four-legged animal kingdom and I had to choose between an ugly tuberculosis carrier and a cute rabies carrier, I don't know. I'd probably go for the cute.
Oh, he's aimed right at me.
Oh, yeah, he's already got it. Locked and loaded.
He's brave.
It's so intense, you could taste it. Two raccoons, three skunks, and a possum.
That's a full house.
It's another day. Now we're going to go down and do the underfloor inspection, check out and see what's going on underneath. All right, so here's the access point. See what we get.
I'm liking it more than the last one already.
Yeah, you can walk under here. All right, we got a lot of droppings.
You better box without the box.
People worry about raccoons. They carry a raccoon roundworm where they shed millions of eggs and their droppings daily. If you ingest or inhale one of these eggs, it grows to a foot-long worm. If it gets into your brain or your eyes, it could cause a cyst.
This is just awful.
You'll get flu-like symptoms, things like that.
Flu-like, yeah. And a foot-long worm in your eye.
Exactly.
Just in case you're...
A lot of times when these animals get underneath the house, they tear into the air duct systems, and then people turn on their heating and air conditioning, and the droppings are blown through the house.
You got me freaked out with the airborne worms that can grow in my eye now.
Yeah, so
somebody
I wouldn't worry too much.
You wouldn't worry too
much? Okay, good. I'm under houses a lot, and nothing's happened to me yet. It's just something to be...
Normal.
It's just something to be cautious about.
All right.
So a lot of times on these black pipes, the dust settles on them, so it's easy to tell if there's tracks and things like that, and they could easily climb up this pipe here and then access the underneath tub right here. This is the hollow area I've been talking about. Now, your arm could easily fit all the way up here, you know, and this is all hollow in here.
Right.
And this is, you know, possibly somebody's taking a bath.
Coming up.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff in back here, but nooks and crannies and...
There's another dead carcass.
Total Jurassic Park here.
Live possums? Repulsive. Dead ones? Interesting.
Look at the mouth on that thing.
Looks like dinosaur days.
Too much.
Over the years, there's been one animal I've had a real connection with.
You can't plan it. I walked in, I caught your eye, you caught mine. I don't know how these things happen.
Every time I see a pig, I just want to give it a hug. Big pigs. Baby pigs.
You're okay.
Even wild pigs. There's nothing I wouldn't do for a pig.
You got your leg stuck.
There you go.
Saved his life. Saved a pig's life right there. Anybody watching that?
We'll keep going here. This is all kinds of different angles to this building. And we're going to step down here. So we, you know, inspect around the heater. And then, we got a dead possum here that looks like it's been here for 100 years. Along with all kinds of droppings all over him.
He's covered in his pal's poop.
Covered in poop. His crusty body, you can't even pull him up all the way.
Hold on here.
Looks like dinosaur days.
Too much.
Anyways, we're going to work our way back this way.
All right. Oh, yeah, there's just nothing back here but nooks and crannies and endless.
There you go. Look at, there's another dead carcass.
Man, look at that. This is total Jurassic Park here. Rawr. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hungry?
So what was it?
It looks to be a possum.
Look at the mouth on that thing. Yeah. Crap.
Razor sharp teeth, huh?
Man, oh man, that is impressive.
All right, so we're going to head back this way now. And as you can see, this is the bathtub area. So this is the actual bathtub. Right on the other side of this. This is the shower wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Top of the shower. Oh, yeah, you got skeletons up here as well. All kinds of rat droppings.
Good grief, man.
Tons of stuff.
This person has this. They're basically taking their showers in a container wrapped in crap.
Yeah.
The whole whole deal under a house. It's really, call it what you will, it really is just a toilet. It's a toilet.
And now look, these animals could definitely go up the walls who knows how far.
So these raccoons, the possums with those mouth and the teeth, and they just chew their way all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's go make this place beautiful, or at least drill some screws in the side of the wall.
All right.
In the pest control business, JJ has to wear a lot of hats.
All right, that's good for this one.
Yep. He's got to be part trapper, carpenter, wildlife expert, and family relocation professional.
All right, so we're going to head towards this tree over here. We'll do those guys first.
Okay. Why do you want him in a tree?
They'll hang out in a safe place until the nighttime, and then they'll come down.
Now you know it's a couple?
They were caught in the same, within a couple feet of each other, so I'm sure they were together.
He really wants out.
Yeah, he's ready to go. We're going to stand back. So, and then we're going to let him go up the tree. Just like that. Go ahead and do the other one.
I'm just watching him climb. Hardly ever see these things a day. You're right, you know?
Yeah. All right, now. So yeah, just go ahead and leave it up, and he'll run up the tree here. Same thing. He's going to go up there with his buddy. So let's go get the possum now. And we're just going to let him run, you know, maybe possibly along the fence. Same situation. Just let him roam off.
Come on, dude. There you go.
And there he goes. He might just hang out there until the nighttime. Got a nice little house in there.
Yeah, he's actually laying down.
All right, so skunks. Now we'll go get the skunks and we'll do the exact same thing.
Look at that, Larry. Larry, Moe, and Curly. He can be Larry.
Go ahead, buddy.
There he goes.
Off into the grass.
Larry, Moe, and finally Curly. Come on, dude, freedom. You want it. That's it.
And there he goes.
Look at that, he's going right to the place we probably just sealed up.
You know, we'll come up here and scare him out of here so he'll go down the hill. Yeah. He's looking to get back underneath the building, but it's not
going
to be possible. Yeah, we'll just leave him.
Cool. So that's your day.
Yeah.
Couple of stops here, couple of stops there. No, I like your gig. This is your shirt. This is one I won't be keeping.
All right.
Lovely meeting you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Be careful after dark. There's all kinds of stuff running around here.
Coming up.
I just can't get the image of that moose licking your face out of my mind. Was it just a kiss, or did you form a lasting bond?
What really happened between me and the moose? It wasn't pretty, and it did not smell good.
There's some kind of breath on that thing.
I'll bet.
Knock a buzzard off a poop wagon.
When it comes to animals, let's just say I know them intimately.
Oh, that's a woman. Hold on there, Sparky.
I've shared moments.
But sometimes you get squished, just like that.
Do I want to know just what went in my mouth?
Been to exotic places.
You got to push a little.
Done some unforgettable things. And made some brand new friends.
Go. Hey, welcome to the world there, Chief. I know, you're exhausted. This is one of those letters I just got to share with you. Came off the website from someone called the Irish Hammer. Dear Mike, it says, I'm writing to compliment you on your recent reindeer adventure in Palmer, Alaska. Reindeer are interesting to me, as was your choice of wardrobe that day. Few men would be comfortable enough with their own masculinity to appear on international television wearing an embroidered red sweatshirt. Good for you. Anyway, I was wondering about that moose you featured at the end of your program. I grew up in Wasilla, and when I was a kid, my father once hit a moose with a milk truck. He was going about 60 miles an hour, and it made a hell of a mess. My father, thank goodness, was okay. The moose and the truck, however, were both totaled. Anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I just can't get the image of that moose licking your face out of my mind, though. And I'm wondering what else you did with that moose on that day. Was it just a kiss, or did you form a lasting bond? Finally, the Irish Hammer. Hard to know what to say when somebody asks you such a direct question like that. Typically, I don't kiss and tell, even when I stray outside my own species. But your instincts are correct, Mrs. Hammer, or Mr. Hammer. It was more than a kiss. Oh, yeah, I drugged the creature, waited for it to collapse, and then crawled halfway down its throat. And I liked it. Bruce is a lot of moose.
He just lost his rack.
Yeah?
He had a big one. Flop it in there. You can actually touch him.
Okay.
He's got the softest nose. He's a cool one. Huh. He's the big guy.
Yeah, how much did we just give him in terms of, was it like 3-4 gallons?
5 gallons.
5 gallons. And it's just once a day?
Twice.
10 gallons of food a day. Tom, 10 gallons of food a day.
Yeah.
Your moose is on
the loose.
He's
more than you do.
I'll say. What the heck is that, and why are you holding a gun?
This is a hat. The top here is made out of young reindeer, not quite baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the trim was made out of, I don't know if I can say this or not, but the outside's made out of dog. There's that little brow there that you can pull over your face a little bit to keep the snow out of your eyes.
Why are you going to shoot the moose?
To put him to sleep so that we can look in his mouth and see if he's got any teeth problems. A year ago, he abscessed one on the top. The lower tooth grew up and crushed into his gums, tore a hole in the gums and ripped out some of his jaw.
Oh, crap.
So I've asked Dr. Holland, who does a lot of dental work on animals, to come and open his mouth up and look at it. We like to shoot him in the butt, but that's way back there. Do the first one just a little bit in the backside of the shoulder. Okay?
In the shoulder?
Right between these two bars in the back part of the shoulder right there.
Every year in Alaska, more people are killed or injured by run-ins with moose than with bears.
Bruce, I gotta apologize.
You dirty, low-down son of a gun. Now you gotta give him more. That
again.
Ain't enough.
Oh, okay, load her up.
Because he's too big.
Oh,
he is mad at you. You know, the moose get real moody. He won't like you for 2 weeks.
I'll introduce him to some former fans.
I once had a violent encounter with a moose, but that was back in high school. He played on the football team.
Hey, he now has 8 cc's.
Wow.
I guess him to be a 1,500-pound animal. And, when they take a leak, they're getting pissed off.
Yeah, he's peeing all over himself. He must be stoned.
That's an anger sign.
How long does it take for him to get dopey?
20 minutes.
Now, is that ideally where you'd like him to pass out?
They usually will go to what they feel is their safe spot. I'm going to go gather some tools real quick. Be right back.
Maybe wait for Bruce to nod off and then go give him a checkup from the neck up.
While Bruce dozes off, Dr. Holland prepares her moose dental tools.
Moose down.
In theory, he could be playing possum.
This is a big animal.
This is a very big animal.
Is it a dangerous big animal?
Absolutely. They tend to attack with their feet, and their feet are very sharp, powerful, and could definitely kill you in one good sweep. So he could be acting like he's asleep, but as we get closer, he may wake up and charge us.
You're saying this thing could actually be playing possum?
Correct.
I don't even like normal-sized possums. Where's J.J. Bailey when I need him?
Do we have a jacket to cover his eyes up with? And a bale of hay.
That moose is not asleep.
We are going to give the moose just a couple more cc's of the same drug, since I don't think he's totally out. And this will hurt, so that would be yet one more reason for him to wake up unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
Bull moose periodically shed their antlers and grow new ones. Their antlers will also fall off if the animal is castrated. But when they grow back, they're never shaped the same as before. These strange-looking regrowths are nicknamed the devil's antlers. And for the record, Bruce here is intact.
Who wants to be in the dangerous spot to keep his head straight? How about you?
I'll do it.
All right, seems like your knee right in his neck and his ears up this way is a good way to keep his head straight.
Okay.
Covering Bruce's eyes should hopefully help ensure that he won't wake up.
Do you want to stick your hands in his side of his mouth there and help me pry his mouth open? That would be great. See, there's no teeth on the top row there. You got a good look at that?
Yeah.
We're going to set the speculum inside there.
course, easier said than done.
Of course.
All right, how about you grab this and pull it apart, because I'm not quite strong enough to open it.
Talking about
Now you'll have to grab the bottom one.
In Sweden, they eat moose, and the Swedes have a number of popular moose dishes and recipes. I don't know if that includes any desserts made with chocolate, but they also have a lot of accidents involving moose and cars. So many, in fact, that new car models in Sweden have to pass a moose test before they can be sold.
He is missing most of his molars.
But he was only like 4 years old.
No, he's 10, 11 years old.
Oh, this one's, oh, geez.
He's very old.
So what does this mean?
So that means that this moose is going to not be able to grind spruce or willow brows very easily, so he's going to have to go on a MASH diet.
So the stuff we were just feeding him must have been incredibly
hard for
frustrating.
Him to eat. Yeah, because they love willow bushes.
Right.
How would you like to take a look?
I'd love to.
How to feel? If you'd like to look in there, you can use my handy dandy little headlamp here.
I'd love to have a look.
Yeah. So you see that they don't have any upper incisors right there?
Oh, yeah.
No molars back there.
Nothing.
Nothing.
What is that stuff? It looks like it's like little stalactites.
Taste buds.
Those are taste buds?
Yeah.
It's okay. Just put it here.
Yeah. Just he can probably still close his gums. So move real quick if you feel like he's starting to chomp on you.
I've had my hands in a lot of places. This is a new one.
That's a sound that says I could come awake at any moment and swallow you.
There's some kind of breath on that thing.
I'll bet.
Knock a buzzard off a poop wagon.
He sounds like he's starting to breathe kind of heavier.
Yeah.
So that means that he's probably starting to think about waking up, because they only stay down about 15 minutes.
Oh. All right, well, let's put his tongue back in there and beat it.
Dr. Holland?
Yes.
May I interrupt?
Sure.
He had an abscess on this side of his face this fall. I wanted you to check, see if that had healed.
Yeah. Did he get fed a treat earlier today?
Uh-huh.
An apple? Maybe a green apple?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
An apple. Can you feel a scarred area?
Yeah.
Do you think that was an abscess tooth that was causing that facial
Absolutely.
Sore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the tooth went away. Okay, so now I understand. Has to have to keep him on a soft beer mash diet.
Beer mash would be perfect.
He clearly can't chew his food.
Isn't an apple a day supposed to keep the doctor away? Apparently not, if you're a moose.
Recently, so.
All right.
Would you like to take this off and maybe
sure.
we can make a run for it here?
All right.
Good, we're done.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much.
All right. Well,
cool.
You were good to go.
People come to me all the time and say, Mike, what's the smelliest thing you've ever encountered? And, well, the short answer is a skunk. But the longer answer, and this is a fairly recent discovery, is a dead skunk. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. That's where we get our ideas. You got an idea for something that smells worse than this? I'd like to hear about it. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. You want to smell it again? Sure you do. You just what'd you do? You're not rolling?
You are rolling.
We just shot a whole scene without you rolling. Any thoughts at all, Doug?
So when was the last time?
At least I admit my mistakes. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's true.
It's been at least a year.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. For me, at least maybe two.
I'm almost tempted just to keep it in the show, so, you know.
No,
it's been... So every time I do this, though, something magical happens in the second take.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be super magical.
Yeah, yeah.